Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the race book? South Point Casino's Racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Horse Players, join the National Horse Players Championship Tour and take the first step at becoming a legend. For as little as $50 annually, your NHC Tour membership opens the door to qualifying for the world's richest and most prestigious handicapping tournament of the year, the National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas. The year-long series of NTRA-sanctioned qualifying tournaments held at racetracks, off-track betting facilities, horse racing and handicapping websites, and casino books send the top qualifiers to the national finals. To win an entry into the NHC, you must be a tour member. Sign up today at NTRA.com and get qualified for the 2026 NHC to be held in March in Las Vegas. The National Horse Players Championship, where millions of dollars are won and eclipsed champions are crowned. Have you heard the news? You can get free Formulator Pass performances with DRF Bets. Sign up to get the best bonus in racing with a $250 deposit match and a $10 free bet, plus free Formulator Pass performances. Enjoy all the perks of using Formulator with projected odds, trainer patterns, race and horse notes, replays, and more. Never pay for past performances again. Just use the promo code WINNING when you register at drf.com/bet. That's winning at drf.com/bet. It's post time for Thoroughbred Los Angeles, the most informative and profitable hour of horse racing found anywhere. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Los Alamitos. Live daytime thoroughbred racing is back at Los Alamitos, now through December 14th. See top two-year-olds compete in the Los Alamitos Starlet December 6th and the Los Alamitos Futurity on December 13th. By the South Point Casino and Hotel in Las Vegas, where the action never stops. By Daily Racing Form, exclusive past performance content provider for Thoroughbred LA. By Legacy Ranch, get your horses started right at Legacy Ranch. And by HorseBills.com, enjoy billing made easy through HorseBills.com. By TwinSpires.com, check out the best online horse wagering experience today at TwinSpires.com. By the OC Tavern, satellite wagering is back in San Clemente. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association, it pays to own a cowbred. By today's RacingDigest.com, a handicapper's lesson in every issue. By the Ragas and Sheets, the most effective handicapping tool available. Get the sheets. By the Gas Lamp Tavern, satellite wagering is now available in downtown San Diego. By the National Thoroughbred Racing Association, join the NHC Tour and win your way to the 2026 National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com, selection from Southern California and key race meets across the country each racing day. And by the Derby Room at Fairplex Park in Pomona, where every horse player gets a VIP treatment. And now, here are your hosts, Bob Ike and John Lindo.
And welcome to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm Bob Ike. I'll be joined by my co-host John Lindo in just a minute. Big day today at Santa Anita. It is Cal Cup Day. 9 races on tap. Also, a pick 6 double carryover today, more than $78,000. There's also a Sunset 6 carryover of $18,000. So plenty to shoot for today out at Santa Anita. We'll also have coverage today from Fairgrounds. They have 13 races, 6 of them stakes races, and all stakes pick 5, which concludes with the 13th race, the $250,000 LeCompte. That's kind of the start of the 3-year-old road to the Derby there in Louisiana. Full field of 10 in that race. We'll have coverage from Gulfstream Park, 11 races there, including the Sunshine Sprint going as race 10. Aqueduct has 9 races today. The ladies goes Ladies Stakes, race number 8, a mile and an eighth, four-year-olds and up, fillies and mares. John Lindo, lots going around from all around the country today, and especially our home base here at Santa Anita. We've got Carryover Central.
Yeah, good morning, Bob. I tell you, Cal Cup Day is one of my favorite days. Is that we feature all the Calbreds, 9 races at Santa Anita, all for the Calbreds, a bunch of stakes races, turf and dirt. Weather is good. We're in the middle of a 5-day race week with a pick 6 carryover. So we're, you know, after a sluggish start, we're off and rolling now.
Yeah, 5 days, as you said, through Monday holiday racing. And, John, how about just the field size today for the most part? And these Calbred races showing how important it is to have the breeding industry here supplying these Calbreds. I mean, take away the sprint in race 2, which is down to a 4-horse field. Everything else on the card today is just a great wagering card.
Yeah, and these are the horses that are going to fill the cards day in and day out at Santa Anita. So, you know, over the course of the meet, Calbreds will make up probably about half the fields throughout the entire meet. They're so important for the program. It's great to recognize the breeders. And, you know, you get a good one and you run the table and you see what you can earn. We've adjusted how the Calbred allowance races, you can win those conditions twice on the same surface. So there's a lot of things going on. They're being aggressive with how you can get the Calbreds, and we need them. And like I say, the more we can recognize these guys breeding these horses and putting them on the track, the better.
5 Calbred stakes today from the 9 race card. We will have full coverage on that as the show goes along. And, John, let's talk about some news first before we get into the handicapping part of the show. Racing on Demand is here at Santa Anita. These are the machines, betting terminals, slot machines. We've been hearing rumors for a long time that they were going to go in, tied to the 3x3 bet, which was initiated quite a while back. But during the CHRB meeting earlier in the week, rumor was these machines were being plugged in, and they were ready to go on Thursday, John. Wasn't much fanfare, didn't know much about them, and still don't really. Bring us up to speed on Racing on Demand.
Well, you mentioned there was a California Horse Racing Board meeting on Wednesday, and there was no mention of these. And all of a sudden, Thursday morning at Santa Anita, 26 of these slot machine-styled Racing on Demand machines are on the first floor at Santa Anita. They were up and running as of 11 o'clock on Thursday. Per the article that John Sherva wrote in the LA Times yesterday, the California Horse Racing Board was unaware that this was going on. And also, the Indian Gaming Association, Victor Rocha is the representative, they were not given any notice that anything would be coming on this as well. So a very under-the-radar soft opening for these machines. The spokesperson for Santa Anita, I did get some information about it, and the stress, they were stressing the fact that, number one, this is not a gaming thing. It's a pari-mutuel pool. Like you say, this machines are tied to that 3x3 where you have to hit the 3 trifecta of wagers. It doesn't draw a whole lot of handle. I think this week the pools, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, were between $65 and $80. So those, you know, that wager has not done well since it started last April of 24, I think is when they started it. So that's where it is. I mean, we don't know what the machines have handled the first couple of days. There's been no reports on that. Obviously, again, a soft opening on this. But the machines are there. And now, you know, we basically have to kind of see what the response will be from the Indian gaming folks and from the California horse racing boards, whether this is, in fact, a legal wager, a way to wager, and Santa Anita feels that it is, and we will follow the story. But it was kind of weird. It was kind of like the Baltimore Colts going to Indianapolis in the middle of the night a few years ago. All of a sudden, it wasn't there, and now the machines are there at Santa Anita. I have not had a chance to get up there and look at them yet, so I'm looking forward to getting a look and seeing exactly what's going on with these machines.
Well, I have had people, John, I haven't seen them personally, but I know people who have. They very much look like slot machines. There's a quick result of the 3x3 on previously run races, and then you're paid off on the number of matches that you get there on your nine squares. So it looks very much like a slot machine. The legal question will be, is this parimutuel wagering, or is it a game of chance, a slot machine where you're playing against the house? In both Arkansas and Kentucky, they won legal battles there that their historical horse racing machines were ruled parimutuel because you're playing against everybody else who happens to be in the casino or various casinos at that time. We'll see, John, when you're going against Indian Gaming, the tribes out here, you're going against the heavyweight champ. They have an enormous influence over the California politicians, so we're just going to have to see how it plays out. I reached out to a Santa Anita representative about how much money was put through those machines in the last couple days. I did not hear back. So really have no idea. As you said, a soft opening. We'll learn more as we go along, and believe me, there will be plenty of litigation going on over this, John, because the Indian Gaming does not give up their foothold, right?
No, and they're, like you say, politically they are so strong, and they have a very big say, and, you know, they've got ties to the governor's office as well, so we'll see exactly what happens here moving forward.
Well, John, the Northern California group, I think it's called Bernal Racing, is still trying to revive racing in Northern California. That was on the CHRB itinerary on Wednesday, but I understand the can kind of got kicked down the road again.
Well, they had originally applied for 18 weeks of racing, and the day before Tuesday, they sent a revised racing schedule trying to adjust it down to 3-4 week meets. And basically, the California Horse Racing Board did not have time to look at the revised proposal, and they weren't very happy about it. So they were not scheduled to have a meeting in February. They will have one now strictly about this proposed dates for Northern California. And the CHRB representatives told them, basically, get your plan together, get your finances together, and get your paperwork together. And Greg Ferraro, the chairman of the CHR, the racing board, told those guys, basically, you know, the failure is not an option. You have a chance to bury all of California racing if you mess this up. So there's a lot on the line whether they decide to even assign the dates. But the way it's being done, you know, kind of throwing pieces together and throwing it at the board, that's not going to get it done.
John, the great Trevor Denman, who we had the pleasure of listening to out here in Southern California from the early 80s all the way until he retired about a year ago, is going to receive the Eclipse Award for Career Excellence. So very happy to hear about that, because as we know, following Trevor from his start here, he really revolutionized the way subsequent race callers would call races. Trevor came in with the South African accent and the European style of commentating. He would tell you when a horse was making a move and really changed the way races had been called, because basically the previous guys, you know, no matter how great they were, they kind of called it like a chart taker would. This horse is first by a half, this is second by three quarters. But Trevor was much different, and just an unbelievably great career.
We were very lucky out here in Southern California to have Trevor out for so long. He moved to California in 1983, took over as the track announcer at Del Mar in 84, started with the Santa Anita Winter Meet at the December of 1984, and he was here through 2015 at Santa Anita. So we got a chance to hear him for a long, long time, and you're right. He did change the way races were called from and being descriptive, and Trevor knew what he was watching. He had horses making moves. They were making moves. He thought a jockey was full, had a horse full of run. He saw the races the right way, and I think he taught a lot of people how to watch races, not only calling the races, but just watching what you're seeing. And I think he made everybody better, not only as a horse player, but just as fans, because you could see what was going on, and he was really ahead of the game, and it did change everything for the better. I'm very glad that he is going to receive an Eclipse Award for his body of work, because it was tremendous.
And John, when he was at his peak, he was calling he called every track here in Southern California, Santa Anita, Del Mar, Hollywood. He called Fairplex. He did Northern California. He also went out of state. I know he called at Pimlico and maybe Arlington Park. I'm not sure, but his schedule was busy.
Absolutely, and he didn't take any days off. He didn't take
That's for sure.
He did every race every day. He was just, you know, and again, being a fan of racing, it was, you know, you heard the voice. We're listening to Southern California. That's Trevor Denman.
All right, John, let's handicap because there's plenty to sink our teeth into today. As we mentioned, the Pick Six carryover, double carryover, Sunset Six carryover, really full fields today. So, John, let's get in it. And your Lendo report today covered Southern California and the Coast to Coast, which I should mention. Those are the races between Gulfstream Park and Santa Anita. First leg of the Coast to Coast is race 10 today at Gulfstream Park, and that kicks off at 1:48 Pacific time. So you were busy, John. Your sheet available at todaysracingdigest.com and also for free at the South Point. So let's get the South Point number out there, and let's get a Santa Anita play from you.
Number the South Point is 866-780-7223. You can play the races there. Ask for Steve Johnson. He'll tell you how you can get the Thoroughbred LA horse player rate. Also got the pro football playoffs underway today, so a lot going on at the South Point. For my radio play, Bob, I'm going to go to the ninth and final, and that is the Sunshine Millions Philly and Mare Turf Sprint. I like number eight, Take Another Card, shortening up. I love the route to sprint move coming down the hill at Santa Anita. There's some good hard-knocking fillies like Grand Slam Smile, who gives her best every time. You have Sneaker, who upset Grand Slam Smile coming down the hill. And, you know, Prancing Through Paris likes it. A lot of fillies are horses for courses. The only sprint by Take Another Card was a nice win. She comes off a good effort going a mile. I think she sits back under Umberto Rispoli, and at 8-1 on the morning line, she has the chance to make the last run. So for me, race number nine, number eight, Take Another Card at Santa Anita. And Bob, let's get an update for you. I know you're doing some traveling next week, so let me know what you're doing as far as your sheet that you put out, and let's get a radio play from you.
Yeah, I put out a sheet today and tomorrow. I will not be doing one for the Monday holiday card. I'll be out of town, out of the state next week, so will not be doing my selections. I'll join Mike Willman, who will be filling in for both of us here next Saturday. I'll join him on the first segment of the show, but no handicapping sheet. So let's get it done today and tomorrow. And John, I kind of went bombs away on some horses today. I've got a 15-1 shot on top in a best play race, a 30-1 shot on top. So I'm either going to go away with a Brinks truck or I'll need a loan, John Lindo, because I'm going to go down swinging today. Best plays in 5, 7, and 8, $162 in the late pick 5. And I'll go with the fifth race as my radio play today. And I'm going to try number 6, Call Me Sir, who is 6-1 on the morning line. This is a horse I was all over last time at Del Mar, first level allowance race, and I got beat fair and square. Mr. Disrespectful got me on the wire by a nose, and that horse had trouble. He was best. Mr. Disrespectful is in this race, and he'll be tough again today at 4-1. But I just think the 9-furlong mile and an eighth here is going to really help Call Me Sir, maybe more so than some of these others in here who I think could be milers. So I think the extra furlong could be the difference. Fifth race today, number 6, Call Me Sir at 6-1 will be my radio play. If you're playing exactas, the logical contenders to key around in here with Call Me Sir would be Mr. Disrespectful, the 2-horse, and the favorite in the race, number 8, Vodka Vodka, who's 9-5 in here. Hey, John, let's go ahead and take our first time out. When we come back, Bob Mazursky from todaysracingdigest.com, Bruce Finkelstein from betonbruce.com. You're listening to a Cal Cup edition of Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA. And on the Angels radio app. To be out of the rain. In the desert, you can't remember your name. Cause there ain't no one for to give you no pain.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
This coming holiday weekend will be a tremendous one filled with racing and fun for the whole family at Santa Anita. On Saturday and Sunday, along with World Class Racing, we will present our famous Burgers and Brews event, where you can enjoy delicious burgers from LA's best burger vendors and cold craft brews from LA's top breweries. It will be a weekend packed to the brim with burgers, brews, and the best thoroughbreds in the country. Then we will have special holiday racing on Monday, January 19th, with $2 beers, hot dogs, and sodas. And we're going to help make your day more profitable with a selection for Monday's card. It's number 2 in race 7, Mrs. Astor. She is pure class and has become a win machine. Bet her with confidence. Bet with confidence at Santa Anita Park with the best wagering menu in the country that includes 2 pick 4s, 2 pick 5s, a $3 late pick 3, the ever-popular coast-to-coast pick 5, and the $5 late Denny double, all with a low 15% takeout, plus the traditional $2 pick 6. It's all here at the great race place, Santa Anita Park.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known trackman Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and our new additions for the 2026 breeding season, Tamarondo and Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner, Om and Joy. Now is the time to book your mares for the 2026 breeding season. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the Santa Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners' premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. The 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of mares bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for brood mares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
G'day, this is Michael Rona, and you're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA.
Welcome back, Thoroughbred Los Angeles, Bob Ike and John Lindo. And John, before we get to the word about cowbred of the week, just a note here. First post time today at 12:30, and that's the same for Sunday and Monday. So 12:30 post all 3 days here at Santa Anita. And John, how about our cowbred of the week who came in and got a maiden win?
We're talking about Dark Blue, who won a cowbred maiden special weight on Thursday, stretching out on the turf. Dark Blue is by Maxfield out of the Sky Mesa Mare Gitcha Girl, who was bred by Jim Rohn's Jungle Racing, is owned by Amerman Racing, LLC, and is trained by Michael McCarthy. Just to give you an idea, we talk about the increased purses and bonus premiums. Dark Blue picked up the winner's circle check of $42,000 plus the updated cowbred owner's premium of $12,500. That's $54,500. That's almost like winning a $100,000 stakes. Congratulations to the connections of Dark Blue, and best of luck to everybody in the Cal Cup today. One other reminder, this coming Tuesday, 12 noon at Fairplex Park, the CTBA Winter Mix Sale gets underway. There are over 100 newly turned two-year-olds in that sale. Most of them are cowbred, so you got a chance to find a cowbred to get your 2-year-old for this year. Take a look over there this coming Tuesday, 12 noon, Fairplex Park.
Go find one, John, that'll be ready to run in the Cal Cup here in a couple years. That's the goal.
Absolutely.
Let's bring in Bob Mazursky from todaysracingdigest.com. And Bob, of course, is also the handicapper for the Southern California Newspaper Group. His graded handicap appears every racing day. Good morning, Bob.
Hello, guys. How are you?
Doing really well. And Cal Cup's been a fun day over the years. I know we've had some good times and some good beats, Bob, and some bad beats along the way. Wanted you to preview the Cal Cup Derby, which goes as race number 8, a full field of 11 in there. And I thought it was pretty wide open, Bob. And what were your thoughts?
I couldn't agree with you more. I thought of the Cal Cup races, it was the toughest one just because there's a lot of horses trying something new. Ocean Bear got really good sprinting, won the Golden State Juvenile, but now he's stretching out. He has kind of a light work tab since his last race. Can't Help Myself tried routing last time, got beat. Sammy Davis is trying something new. You know, he ran well in the Golden State Juvenile. Smoovin' Saturday is obviously the proven horse around 2 turns. He's 2-for-2 for Michael McCarthy, winning the King Glorious at Los Al last time. John Metcalf's an improving horse, so I think this race is really wide open. And if you're playing any of the, you know, exotics, late pick 4, late pick 5, or even the pick 6, I think it's a race you really have to spread. I don't really have a strong opinion. I just think it's a race to spread.
Yeah, I agreed, Bob. That looked like a big spread to me. John Lindo, let's get Bob's radio play today from Santa Anita.
Well, Bob Mazursky, Mr. Ike had already mentioned he's got a lot of price horses that he likes on today's card. I think it's a good gambling card, so let's get a radio play from you on the Santa Anita card.
I'm going to go to the third race. I like number 8, Risky Pleasures, making her second start off the layoff for Craig Lewis, adding the blinkers today. I thought she ran okay in her grass race last time. She finished directly behind Don't Tell Me What to Do, came back to win sprinting after that race. I think she gets a good trip in here from just off the pace. So number 8, Risky Pleasure in race 3.
And remember, Bob's selections available along with myself and John Lindo at todaysracingdigest.com. Thank you, Bob. Good luck today.
Thank you. Same to you guys. Take care.
All right, let's bring in Bruce Finkelstein from betonbruce.com. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, John. How's it going?
We're doing really well, and we're going to have Bruce preview the unusual Heat Turf Classic, which I gave out already as a radio play. So sometimes Bruce and I butt heads, sometimes we're on the same page. How about the 5th today from Santa Anita, Bruce?
Yeah, let's put our headgear on because we are going to butt heads. But I will say I don't really have a strong opinion in this race because I'm really chalky in here. The improvement on Vodka is pretty startling. He's come off a year layoff, and he's just gotten better as time has gone on. He won an open company allowance race from off the pace in October, slightly off the pace in October. How about fourth in the Lafitte Pincott Stakes? Now, that was on opening day, and you didn't want to be inside that day. Where was he? He was dueling on the inside against those, you know, the monster Nisos and Nevada Beach. So these are much easier horses. He can be up close. He can rate. He's going to be ridiculously short, so I'm not giving you anything that pricey whatsoever. So I'll go with the 8 Vodka. Mr. Disrespectful, but 2, he's just a hard knocker. He's probably a little too cheap, but he's a hard horse to lead out, that's for sure. But I think it's Vodka's race to lose. He's 9-5 on the line. I think he goes quite a bit shorter than that.
John Lindo, we always get 2 plays from Bruce, so why don't you get his first one?
Well, Bruce gave out so happy to win the San Vicente last week in a minor upset at $7.80. Bruce, I know you've done the work at Santa Anita. You usually get some work done out of state, whether it be Gulfstream Park or the card at Fairgrounds today. Where do you want to go for your first play?
Yeah, let's go to the Fairgrounds. It is an outstanding late pick 5 at the Fairgrounds. Lots of important 3-year-old races and older races. I'm going to go to the Silver Bullet Day, race 10. And a horse that's very interesting here is the 4, Taken by the Wind. Now, she debuted in August at Saratoga, and I bring that up is because she really didn't know what it was all about. She broke okay from the inside, late in the 2-path, started to grind to the leader. The rider hit her with the whip left-handed, and she swerved to the outside. More times than not, you're not going to win with those kind of antics. She straightened out and won. She did it just on pure ability. What a difference a race makes, though. 3 weeks later, She goes to Churchill in the Grade 3 Pocahontas Stakes, another one-turn mile. She's sitting inside, kind of trapped behind horses, falls back to virtually last. She is so quick, athletic. She finds a hole down near the inside. She shoots through and could not have looked better late. Wasn't hit left-handed that day. She ran as straight as a string in there. She does stretch out today. I think she's got enough natural speed to be in the hunt early and to finish, but she really showed remarkable improvement from race one to race to her second race, and I think she could be tough here, even off the bench. So race 10, let's go with the four horse, taken by the win, 5-2 on the line. I think we'll get all of it in today's race.
And, Bruce, you always give us a second play. Let's come out to Santa Anita for your second play presented from betonbruce.com.
Let's go to race number 8, the Cal Cup Derby, I believe it is. And hard to knock the force Moving Saturday. Now, maybe from a visual, he's not the most impressive horse because he's a steady closer. He doesn't have a huge turn of foot, but he's sort of a momentum builder. He won the King Gloria Stakes from far back. He was wide on the turn that day. What I really loved, though, was his last eighth of a mile. Go back to Los Alamitos on December 14. He came home in 12-4. That was by far the fastest last eighth of a mile, and there were 4 mile races run that day. So I like that comparison. He's got two-turn wins. He's got a stamina edge, or conditioning edge here, and with a little bit of pace, he's going to be flying late. The more distance, the better for this guy. Race number 8, I like the 4. Smooth and Saturday listed at 5-1 on the morning line.
And tell us what's available today at betonbruce.com. And as you try to make it 2 weeks in a row, as John Lindo said, gave us so happy 780 last week, who won the San Vicente. What's available today at the website?
Yeah, thanks for that, Bob and John. We have full card analysis at Santa Anita. We have that great pick six carryover today at 78,000, 2 day carryover. So we have the full card, late races from Gulfstream Park, called the combo platter with audio, best plays at Santa Anita, and as an added wrinkle today, the late pick 5 from Fairgrounds. It's a good one today, all at betonbruce.com.
Good luck today, Bruce. Thank you, and we'll talk again next Saturday.
Take care, guys.
All right, let's take our next time out. When we come back, John Hardoon from the Rags and Sheets, Scott Shapiro from Express Bet. You're listening to a Cal Cup edition of Thoroughbred Los Angeles, AM 830 KLAA, and on the Angels radio app. Come back to you. Sing with me. Sing for the year. Sing for the laughter. Sing for the tear. Sing with me. Just for today. Maybe tomorrow the good luck will take you away.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Horse Players, join the National Horse Players Championship Tour and take the first step at becoming a legend. For as little as $50 annually, your NHC Tour membership opens the door to qualifying for the world's richest and most prestigious handicapping tournament of the year, the National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas. The year-long series of NTRA-sanctioned qualifying tournaments held at racetracks, off-track betting facilities, horse racing and handicapping websites, and casino books send the top qualifiers to the national finals. To win an entry into the NHC, you must be a tour member. Sign up today at NTRA.com and get qualified for the 2026 NHC to be held in March in Las Vegas. The National Horse Players Championship, where millions of dollars are won and eclipsed champions are crowned.
Can't make it to Del Mar from downtown San Diego? The Gas Lamp Tavern is now open for satellite wagering. Located just blocks from Petco Park, take advantage of the great food and beverage menu while watching and wagering on races across the country, including Del Mar. Post time each day is 10 a.m. Get into the action before walking over to your next Padres game. Group reservations and private parties are welcome, too. The Gas Lamp Tavern, 868 Fifth Avenue in San Diego. For more information, log on to GasLampTavern.com or call 619-858-8862. Make sure to say hi to owner Rick Borbo when you cash in your next winning ticket at the Gas Lamp Tavern. See you at the Gas Lamp Tavern soon.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar, to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered.
Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
Think you've got what it takes to out-handicap the field? Now you can prove it, because TwinSpires tournaments are available in the app. Play feeders, cash games, or go big with qualifiers for the biggest handicapping contest in the country, all from the palm of your hand. TwinSpires tournaments, where bragging rights meets bankrolls. Get in the game today on the TwinSpires app. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. See TwinSpires.com for details. Must be 18 plus, 21 plus where applicable. For help with a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLER.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. We'll have a big carryover in the Pick 6 on Saturday night. The carryover is over $40,000. And with the new money expected to be wagered, the total pool on Saturday should be well over $150,000. Plus, night racing's best bets are here. The early and late Pick 4. The early Pick 4 pool on Sunday night was over $175,000. And our $10,000 Pick 6 promo continues on Sunday night. Every Sunday night, we'll either feature a carryover or add $10,000 to the Pick 6 pool. And racing fans, we're open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country, including the day program at Santa Anita, Gulfstream Park, Aqueduct, and more. Great racing and great wagering opportunities are always here. Big carryover on Saturday night. The carryover is over $40,000 in the Pick 6 at Los Alamitos.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Welcome back, Thoroughbred Los Angeles, Bob Ike and John Lindo. And John, before we bring in John Hardoon, we want to wish the best of luck today to our friends Pete and Ev Perella out at Legacy Ranch. They've got Sammy Davis going in the $175,000 Cal Cup Derby, going as race number 8 today. So good luck there. And John, how about a word from the NTRA? We want to get people qualified, get them signed up, get them qualified for the 2026 National Handicapping Championship. That's in March in Las Vegas. And I know there's a couple online qualifiers today.
Right. There's still time to qualify for the NHC. Like you say, in March, you have to be an NHC tour member. You go to NTRA.com to sign up, become a tour member. And there are three ways to qualify today. There is a $165 online tourney at horseplayers.com. That's for players who have not yet qualified for the 2026 NHC. If you're trying to get a second seat into this year's NHC, there's a $210 online tournament at the same website, horseplayers.com. If you're going to Santa Anita, you can play in the $500 Santa Anita Park Challenge. There are cash prizes, and amongst those prizes are seats to the NHC as well. So three ways to qualify, including on track today at Santa Anita.
Let's bring in John Hardoon from the Rags and Sheets. And, John, I'm looking at the feed from Aqueduct, and it looks like blizzard conditions. I know I'm not watching a California racing feed.
No, you're not, but it's not as bad as it looks. It looks a lot worse than it is. It's not sticking or anything like that, so that's good, but hopefully it'll blow out. They're expecting bad weather this evening, but, again, hopefully they get the day in.
Well, that's from a New Yorker. It's not as bad as it looks. I'm looking at the screen, and I see nothing but white coming down. So anyway, I hope you get through this card. John, some news came out from Heisa. They lifted the suspension of trainer Rudy Rodriguez. We had talked about that on the show before. Rudy is going to be on probation for a year. Had to give a $10,000 donation to an thoroughbred aftercare program. And, John, to me it sounds like this was more paperwork documentation that wasn't entered into the portal than anything else. What are your thoughts on this?
I agree with you. It was either laziness or sloppiness on the Rodriguez part. But believe me, he treats horses with really, really well. I mean, anyone that ever goes by his barn, they see the work that he does. It's a crazy thing. But the bad news and the sad news, really, is that Heiss is really trying to stick it to him pretty good, because they're leaving him in a situation where They're going to either basically run him out of business or something has to give, because they're putting restrictions on him that just aren't fair. If they want to check any horse, they could check it 48 hours in advance. If they want to scan on a horse and the owners don't want to pay for it, well, Rudy has to pay for it to get them to run, to get the horse to run. So I'm not sure how fair it is, but those are the rules they gave him, and I guess he's willing to abide by them so he could get his training license back. But honestly, I just think he's getting the raw end of the deal.
John Lindo, we wanted Mr. Hardoon to preview the LeCompte, so why don't you get that, John, and then his first play, and I'll come back and get John's second play. I know he had four tracks going today, so plenty to choose from. John Lindo, go ahead.
Well, John Hardoon, the LeCompte at Fairgrounds goes as the 13th and final, and it goes about 6 o'clock our time, or 6 o'clock back there central time. It'll be probably under the lights there at the Fairgrounds, which has the worst lighting system I've ever seen. So good luck trying to watch this thing. And it's a wide-open race. I had no clue. I wanted to see if you had any better ideas. To me, this whole field, any of the field can win.
I agree with you, John. First of all, you have a late scratch in there of the number 9 horse, so Selly's out, the rest of them go. So it leaves a field of 10. And off the numbers, every horse, with the exception of one horse, maybe the 4, everyone else is with a point or two of each other. So the first thing you have to do if you decide that you're playing the race is whoever they make the favorite, you want to play against, because that horse is no better than any other horse. Brad Cox has 3 horses in the race. I think the best of the 3 are the 8 White Tiger. But again, you have Sherry DeVoe sends out the 5 Golden Temple, lightly raced, 1 start, ran super that day. You know, you can make a case for a lot of horses. I went to the 8 White Tiger, the Brad Cox horse, strictly because of price. He's 8-1 on the morning line, so I thought he was worth somewhat of a play. But again, you can make a case, like you said, for any horse in the field.
And John, go ahead.
As far as a radio play, John, you've got the Fairgrounds, you did Gulfstream Park, you did Santa Anita and Aqueduct and the Blizzard there. Where do you want to go for your first radio play?
First radio play comes in the Blizzard here. It's in the 9th and final at Aqueduct, and I really like the number 9 horse in here, Seeker's Hope. 4-year-old gelding from the Roshan Samsadar barn. This trainer does real well with limited stock. Rider switch today to Jose Gomez. He draws a good outside box going 6 furlongs. Number 9, Seeker's Hope, 10-1 on the morning line, upsets and wins today's 9th and final out at Aqueduct.
And, John, what about radio play number 2?
Let's go to Santa Anita. Look at the opener today, and I really like the number 5 horse in here, Cash In Tonight. This horse comes from the Red Hot Doug O'Neill barn. Amicio Jaramillo, who's off to a terrific start at Santa Anita, and especially riding for O'Neill. I think he has 3 or 4 wins already for O'Neill. This horse is coming off of a layoff. It just looks like Doug is putting him on a live one here. 5-1 on the morning line. I like number 5, Cash In Tonight, to win today's opener out at Santa Anita.
And John, last week on Mike's show, you said Jaramillo was going to be the leading rider out here. Toby Callett gave us a heads up before he ever came out here on what a great speed rider he is. And from what I've seen, I have to go back to P-Val here to find a better speed rider in California. This guy beats the gate, and he's a length in front, 50 yards out of the gate, John. So you guys were spot on. I've been extremely impressed with Mr. Jaramillo. This guy, he's no spring chicken. He's 48 years old. But, man, does he come out of the gate and get run out of horses. So you guys, John Hardoon and Toby, you guys gave us a great heads up. This guy can really ride.
He really can, and he just puts horses in the right spot. If you watch him out of the gate, Bob, you really get to appreciate how good he really is. He puts horses in the right spot, and they all seem to run for him. And, you know, you need riders like that to wake things up. You don't want guys, you know, just so unaggressive out of the gate. He's just the opposite. So he's a good guy to follow, and you still could get a little bit of a price, but they'll figure him out very soon.
John, tell us what's available today at the website.
JONHARDOON.com. 3 best plays, $10. Full card, $25. Today, 4 tracks are up: Aqueduct, Gulfstream, Fairgrounds, and, of course, Santa Anita Selections.
Good luck today, John. We'll talk again next Saturday.
Thanks, guys. Stay safe and be well.
Let's bring in Scott Shapiro. He's been doing a bunch of work on ExpressBet. Good morning, Shapper.
Good morning, Iker. Good morning, John. Hope you guys are well.
So I know you did some work today covering the fairgrounds and your daily work now at Santa Anita, so that's great to see. Spot plays, just kind of fill us in. We know we can find your work on Twitter, and also if you go to the ExpressBet website and go to news there, you can find all of Scott Shapiro's stuff. And you've been busy, my friend.
Yeah, the Santa Anita has kept me busy with all these cards, and then I always enjoy these big fairgrounds cards. On these Saturdays, the LeCompte, the Risen Star, and the Louisiana Derby, the undercards are always good. I got to go down there a couple of the years. Fun times. Warmer than when it looks like out here by me where it is snowing a little. So good stuff, but I have a pick four analysis with the fairgrounds up, and I have a full pick six with that double carryover analysis up for Santa Anita for today.
And Shapper, just as a side note, you and I were on a couple of the same horses today, so I think it's sink or swim, and there's a lot of price potential. So as I texted a couple friends today, today's either a grand slam day for me or a complete burial. There is not going to be anything in between. It's not going to be a break-even day. John Lindo, we got a winner from Shapper and Lady Rider last week, $9.40. That was the biggest price winner on the Saturday Santa Anita card. John Lindo, jump in and get today's play.
Yes, Shapper, you're going for the hat trick. You had a $10 winner the week before, past the hat. So let's get another good winner. I don't know if you want to go to Santa Anita or Fairgrounds, wherever you want to go. Let's just find a winner.
Yeah, you know, I am going to go to Fairgrounds today. You got the work for Santa Anita is up. You guys covered that card great, so I'll mix it up a little bit. And I like the horse in the seventh at a bigger price, at least on the morning line, than the last two winners. Hopefully we can close out that hat trick, Wayne Gretzky style. But this is race seven, the Duncan F. Kenner, 5.5 furlongs on the turf. And I like number five, Petkoff. This is a son of Munnings that has raced 21 times already, 4 times to Fairgrounds, 3 wins there, and second off the layoff, comes in off a couple of good efforts for Brittany Russell. Doesn't need the lead, I think, but won't be way out of it. I think should get an honest but not crazy pace to run at. Just a horse in very good form moving up in class here. So I'll take a swing with number five, Petkoff, 8-1 on the line in race seven at Fairgrounds.
Lots of price potential today. Thank you, Shapper. Good luck, and we'll check in with you again next week.
All right. Good luck, guys. Let's crush it.
All right, that was Scott Shapiro from ExpressBet. Let's take our final timeout. We'll get down to South Florida, check in with Toby Callett at Toby's Turf Club, and we'll check in with Michael Rona. He's the track announcer at Los Alamitos. That's the final segment of Thoroughbred Los Angeles right here on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
The thrill of the race is in the vet, and nobody does betting like Twin Spires. With more tracks, more wagering options, and more ways to play, TwinSpires.com puts the action right in your hands. From win, place, and show to exactives and multi-win wagers, every bet is just a tap away. Fast, trusted, easy. That's TwinSpires.com. When it's time to bet the races, we've got your ticket. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. See TwinSpires.com for details. Must be 18 plus 21 plus where applicable. For help with a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLER.
Satellite wagering has returned to San Clemente at the newly renovated OC Tavern. Located just east of the 5 Freeway at 2969 South El Camino Real, the OC Tavern has outdoor public seating, a fully renovated dining room, updated food and beverage options, easy parking, and a great satellite wagering room. Catch all your favorite sporting events, never miss a big race, and enjoy the views of the Pacific. Fun and games await you at the OC Tavern in San Clemente. Come back and check us out.
Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Welcome back. Final segment of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. And John Lindo, if people can't be out at the track to see live racing today, how about some simulcast options here in Southern California?
Well, you're down in San Diego. You have the Paddock on 5th in the Gaslamp Tavern. That's at 868 5th Avenue in San Diego. They open at 10 o'clock. OC Tavern in San Clemente at 2369 South El Camino Real Road. They're ready to go. Your place, the Derby Room. They're already ready to go and ready to serve you. Check out the food at the Derby Room. I love that place. And obviously Los Alamitos, they'll have the racing tonight, but they've also got the simulcasting the daytime. And, of course, you got to get over to Santa Anita and catch the live racing if possible.
All right, let's bring in Toby Callett from Toby's Turf Club. Good morning, Toby.
Hey, Bob, how are you?
Well, doing well. Wanted to know what the conditions were because you've been off the turf for a couple of days, but from what I saw, we're going to run on the grass today at Gulfstream, correct?
Yes, the opener was run on the grass. There were some sprinkles on Tuesday, but I guess they wanted to preserve the turf for this weekend's races. I have no other explanation because the main track was fast on both Thursday and Friday.
Well, we're going to bring in General Lindo, as you like to call him, and go ahead. And the orders came down from headquarters. So, General Lindo, what do you have for Toby?
Well, I'm always looking for help in that coast-to-coast pick five, and so I've got to go to the source, and that's the man in South Florida, Toby. And we've got two races from Gulfstream Park today in that coast-to-coast. Do you have an opinion in either of the last two races today?
Yeah, we're going to do them both. The 10th, real quickly. There's a scratch in there. The lone female in the race, the mare, Ms. Butchero, is out. That's the five. So there's a field of six. To me, it looks like, as Bob Ike would say, a free square with the one Damon's Mound, Bill Mott, Junior Alvarado. Won the race last year when making his debut in the Mott Barn. I don't see any reason that he shouldn't get the job done here. The 11th race is a really, really good betting race, aside from the fact that it's part of the coast-to-coast. Number six, Pitkin, is making his turf debut. If he runs this afternoon like he's trained on the grass, as an old golf pro friend of mine used to say, forget the address because it's all over. The others are running for the belly. He's a half to a mare by the name of Walkathon by Twirling Candy, who made most of her money winning a couple of races at Dueling Grounds, or now Kentucky Downs. So you want to pay attention to Pitkin. Behind Pitkin, we're looking at the seven, Besame, the 10 limited edition, and the 5 Arkhipov. 6, 7, 10, 5, and it ain't no jive.
Well, we got covered from both of those races in the coast-to-coast today, and they are the first two legs. So, John Lindo, all we need to do is string races 6, 7, and 8 from Santa Anita together to get a nice payoff. I think it's got potential today. Thank you very much, Toby, and we'll check in with you again next week.
Appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
All right, that was Toby Callett. Final stop is Michael Rona, the track announcer at Los Alamitos. Good morning, Michael.
Good day, Bob.
Well, some exciting news from, you know, we've got two pick six carryovers at Santa Anita, and you've got a big one tonight at Los Al, more than $40,000.
Yeah, it's remarkable in the sense that the last race last Sunday night, the Grade 1 James Breyer Charger Bar, was won by the hot favorite Rockin' With Energy. Despite that, the carryover is in play to the tune of $40,000 tonight. So that's certainly a big enticement towards people's interest and participation in the pool at Los Alamitos.
And, Michael, we talked a little bit, I think, last week, FDD Dreams, the 2025 world champion who won your Champion of Champions.
Yes, this was the national award. It was announced provisionally a few weeks ago, but confirmed at the official ceremony this past week that FDD Dreams is the AQHA, the American Quarter Horse Association, world champion. And it's interesting that he became the first horse to win the Grade 1 All-American Derby in New Mexico and then beat the older horses at Los Alamitos in December in the Champion of Champions. He was the first horse to complete that double in 36 years, and only the third horse in history to sweep that double, and each time it's happened, the horse in question has been crowned world champion. So that's certainly a recipe for the highest honor. If you can win the prestigious three-year-old derby in New Mexico, normally at Rio Doso, but this past year it was at the Downs at Albuquerque, into the Champion of Champions against the older horses. That is what has clinched the honour for FDD Dreams, who also won the Grade 1 Rio Doso Derby, and he was the fastest qualifier to the Super Derby at Los Alamitos, but stumbled badly at the start. He lost his chance there, but he rebounded the race after to win the Champion of Champions. And Force, who won the Golden State Million Futurity at Los Alamitos, is the champion 2-year-old colt of the nation, and Shaken Going On, who won 4 stakes races at Los Alamitos across last year, won the award for the nation's top 3-year-old filly. So Los Alamitos was certainly very well represented on a national scale.
John Lindo, we've got that carryover tonight and a strong 9-race program. Why don't you get some particulars from Michael?
Well, Michael, we have a 5:45 post time, and I think it's an 8-race card tonight, right, Michael, with the pick 6 beginning in race 3. So I want to see if you have any horses that we need to use. Do you have an idea in this pick 6 that we can work around for the carryover?
Yeah, sure, John. In the 4th race, leg 2 of the pick 6, a 1,000-yard filly and mare allowance, I'm giving the nod to Jerry Hollendorf. He has number 6, Mo Pearl's Please, a very unlucky third when last seen back in mid-October after being off slowly and getting bumped at the break by the eventual winner. Ran on strongly to miss out by just a half length. The only previous race for this mare under the lights at Los Al resulted in a very easy win over a next-out winner. And the horse that beat Mo Pearl's Please and was lucky to do so last time she ran also is a subsequent winner. So good form lines for her, and I believe she should be 2 for 2 at the 1,000-yard distance here. She's been back in work for the last month or so, kicking over quite nicely in the morning. There's good speed. There's several other horses that certainly measure up on form. It's quite a good race, actually, but I like this good-sized mare being drawn towards the outside, and she normally does begin consistently well. I think she's tough to beat in race 4. Number 6, Mo Pearls, Please.
Mo Pearls, please, for Michael Rona. And, Michael, if somebody does take down that pick six tonight, not to worry. You'll come right back tomorrow and seed that Sunday pick six with $10,000 from Los Alamitos. So a win-win. If you can get another carryover, great. If not, there's going to be money in the pool for tomorrow night. So thank you, Michael, for the rundown, and we will talk to you again next weekend.
Good on you, Bob. Thanks to you and John Puru, fellas.
That was Michael Rona. I want to thank all of our guests and John Lindo for co-hosting. Christian doing his usual great job inside. Mike Willman will be here from 8 to 10 tomorrow. And stay tuned for Andy Harris and the SoCal Restaurant Show. That's coming up right now. Good luck on the Cal Cup card. Cash some tickets, and we will talk to you again next Saturday. But naked epitaph, he wins it by a half.